Dear visitors, the Office of Career and Internship Services welcomes you to our audio skit, which will highlight the pitfalls of the job-seeking process and provide the listener with pointers when attending a job fair. We would like to thank Loni Pitricone for this winning audio skit, which she submitted in response to our first ever contest. You know, Frank, I had a major epiphany this morning.
Really? You care to share?
All right, but keep in mind, it's pretty deep.
Well, my mind is wide open and ready to be astounded.
Okay. So, I've decided, in a moment of clarity, to throw off the chains of material possession. I'm tired of being a slave to this consumer economy that tells me my iPod is outdated and my tube TV just won't do anymore. I want freedom from all of my material wealth that keeps me tied into the capitalist mainstream. I've decided I'm going to move into my minivan with just the clothes on my back. I'm going to live off the land and go wherever the wind takes me. I'm going to live like our forefather and mother, Grizzly Adams and Jane Goodall, intended. Damn the man, I say. Freebird for life.
So, Jack, what you're saying is you didn't get that job you interviewed for, did you?
No. I was nervous, even with my entourage by my side. And apparently, I needed a written record of my employment history.
Are you referring to a resume? Those are pretty standard for job interviews.
Yeah, that would have been good to know prior to my clueless misadventure in interviewing.
I'm willing to bet you about this job-seeking expedition all wrong. But because we've been friends for, what, 2 weeks now? I'm going to clue you into some pearls that got me into the rewarding career I'm in now.
Lay it on me, friend.
All right, listen closely and take notes. On the morning of May 21st, head to your closet. Find a nice-fitting, lint-free, well-pressed pair of professional-looking pants and a friendly blue long-sleeve, button-down shirt, and pair it with a catchy but not too busy tie that also contains a similar shade of blue. Placing all these items together with some black socks and clean black shoes, you'll appear to be the man for the job.
Well, is that it? I can handle that.
No, those are merely your instructions for the morning of May 21st. For the 2 weeks prior to the aforementioned date, I'd advise you to avoid idle surfing on the web. Instead, research any and all companies that you can envision yourself growing old with. You must have a broad knowledge of each company that you wish to appeal to. You want to dangle your wit and confidence in front of prospective employers until they wonder how their business ever got off the ground without you.
You know, Frank, I think you may be onto something. Where can I find such a gathering of career-building employee hunters?
Ingrain the date of May 21st in your head and on your calendar. On that day, I want you to head to the Orange County Fairgrounds in Middletown to the annual Orange County Job Fair.
And then?
And then you walk in alone and only with copies of your resume in a pro-looking portfolio. Plant a confident and friendly look on your face. Keep your hand clean and free of condensation, so it's of shakeable quality. Keep your cell phone off, relax, and get yourself a career.
Well, that works better than my original idea, because honestly, I'm terrified of curbside vegetables. Thanks, buddy. I'm going to start rehearsing my marketability in front of my reflection today. My mirror image always gives me such positive feedback.
And yet your mirror image did not inform you of the importance of a resume? I see. Well, happy researching, and don't forget to show up on time. You know what they say about punctuality.
Sure do. The early bird doesn't have to live in their van smelling like a grizzly bear.
Precisely.